they're rabbits that haven't been left wild or unhandled, so they've been somebody's pets at some stage. However long they've been away from home or how they got to where they were, I don't know.
And obviously rabbits who have been pets would have difficulty surviving in the wild.
Certainly. They have no survival skills. It's just sheer luck that they manage to survive, especially as one of them has a damaged eye. They're very lucky that a dog or maybe cats or wildlife even didn't get them.
Your immediate priority is obviously to try and trace an owner. You're also looking for help with the public in terms of maybe securing some more adequate accommodation.
We would just like to appeal to see if anybody out there has a rabbit hutch that they're no longer using, that they don't know what to do with it, and if they would like to donate it, that we would delighted to get it.
It isn't very often you hear about rabbits being rescued in this manner. I mean, how often have you had rabbits come through your own centre?
This is the first rabbits that we've had since we've opened. Now, we're only open since, like, officially open since July of last year, but this is our very first rabbits. Even prior to that, when I was working in the other centre in Longford, we'd have rabbits coming in from time to time, more often as a result of accidental breeding or something, you know, in the same sense that the people thought they had same-sex rabbits, but as it turned out, they had a male and a female. So it's rare enough that you would find them in these kind of circumstances. It's rather unusual, really.